I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. We'll talk about the future of a former theater property, and a chilly tradition will continue in Springfield. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. Tim, let's start with the Esquire Theater there at MacArthur and South Grand. This has been vacant now for several years. What's the latest?
Well, Sean, you might remember 3 years ago, back in fall of 2011, the city of Springfield enacted an ordinance that said a building could only be on a boarded-up property list for 3 years. At that point, the owners either had to demolish it or bring it up to code. Well, the Esquire went on that list, one of the first properties, actually, in November of 2011. So near the end of November this year, the owners, AMC Theater, are going to have to make some decisions or face some possible fines. So it looks like something might actually be moving there.
Now, there is a TIF district there along MacArthur Boulevard that helped bring in the Hy-Vee grocery store, which just recently opened. There may be some possibility that could be used?
Mayor Houston said after the ribbon cutting for Hy-Vee that one of the things they would look at is a deal similar to Hy-Vee that basically would reimburse AMC or the developers, should some come along, for demolishing that building and then developing something on the site. Everything we're told is that building would have to come down. It's been vacant since 2003 and apparently has some real issues.
Well, we mentioned Hy-Vee, and that was good news for people along MacArthur Boulevard, wanted to see that property developed. At the same time, a restaurant now that's been there for over 6 years along MacArthur, Ross Isaac Restaurant, has closed its doors. You talked to the owner about that. What was his response?
Well, Sean Keeley was the owner and chef there. He opened about six and a half years ago. It was a combination of the economy, he said. His costs were going up, wholesale costs for food, and competition, actually, along MacArthur Boulevard. There's just a lot more choices for folks and out on the west side. So he just wasn't able to keep it a going concern, closed it a couple of weeks ago. As long as we're talking about Hy-Vee, we asked him the natural question of whether Hy-Vee was a factor in the closing. He said no. Hy-Vee does have a full-service restaurant. But actually, he said he was hoping on, or counting on that, to build some traffic along MacArthur.
Another restaurant, well-known name in Springfield, Joe Rogers Chili Den, that has been closed now for a little bit, and it's going to reopen. You reported on that. You talked to the longtime owner, Marianne Rogers.
This is one of a couple of Route 66 landmarks we mentioned a week or two ago that have been closed, and Joe Rogers Chili closed in April. The sign went up, said closed for four repairs. We hadn't been able to get them in touch with the owners recently, but Marianne Rogers did tell us she's going to come out of retirement and reopen that restaurant on 9th Street in July. She has held the family recipe there for Joe Rogers Chili all along, so she should be able to get up and running there pretty quickly.
And finally this week, Tim, the 4th District Appellate Court has made a decision that will consolidate some legal challenges to a big project with a transmission line going to run through the Jacksonville area south of Springfield. It's going to be stretching from Quincy all the way to Terre Haute, Indiana. Ameren's behind this. What will this mean, this consolidation of these lawsuits? Does this move this quicker?
Well, that's certainly the aim of the appellate court, is to these are all landowners who appealed this project announced a couple of years ago by Ameren. The Illinois Commerce Commission has approved a route for that, and so Ameren is actually in the process of acquiring land and easements. But the landowners have challenged that route. It wound up in appellate court. They've consolidated that. It looks like they'll be taking some comments on it until mid-July. So it'll probably be later this year before we have a good idea what the next step for that project will be.
Okay, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.